Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day with the Proud Boys in a little bit less prominent, a little bit less persuasive position. The sentencing for Enrique Torrio yesterday, we were waiting on his sentencing. He's already been found guilty, of course, of seditious conspiracy. He's sentenced for 22 years. How does he feel about it? He can't believe it. His basic problem, he says, was he never believed that Trump would actually, could actually lose the election. That's his problem. We will get to that coming up. There's also all kinds of polling that shows that Trump is doing better in the election of 2024 than he did in the election of 2020. And all kinds of good news for Trump on the polling front. There's also a piece by Paul Blumenthal in Huffington Post, which says that, hey, all that concern that a Trump-Biden rematch would be boring, he said, no, it's not boring. It's something entirely new. And he actually concludes that this would be one of the most significant elections of all time. When you look at the rematch this way, instead of through the personalities of two gerontocrats, the race seems far less like a rerun and more like one of the most important inflection points in U.S. history. What is that inflection point about? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. There's also this story, which has just flashed across the universe in National Review, their National Review Daily. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley has caught up to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in the 2024 Republican race among potential New Hampshire primary voters, according to a brand new poll. Both Haley and DeSantis sit at 10%, while former President Donald Trump holds a 37-point lead over his closest challengers, according to an NMB research survey obtained by Politico. The poll, the first to show Haley tied with DeSantis in New Hampshire since the first presidential debate in late August, is a relatively outlier, as DeSantis sits at 13% to Haley's 3.8% in a Real Clear Politics average. Still, the latest numbers represent a significant development, given that the Florida governor was the clear second choice in the GOP primary contest before he started losing traction over the summer. What this also indicates, which is what I think most people believed and expressed their belief, is when they watched that debate, it was pretty clear that Nikki Haley did well. And many people who were looking for a winner in that debate pointed to Nikki Haley. There's also a piece today in the New York Times about her history of winning impossible races. This goes back to when she ran for the state legislature. She ran against a very popular, very entrenched Republican conservative who she challenged when she was a nobody. She was working as an accountant in her mother's business. And she won. And this is a figure, whether she is a candidate for president who could conceivably win a nomination, or, as she says she's not interested in, a candidate for vice president with Donald Trump or someone else, she is a figure who should not be underestimated. One of the figures who could be underestimated, the Proud Boys ex-chief Enrique Torrio, who was just sentenced to 22 years. The coverage in the Wall Street Journal It says, Enrique Tarrio, the former chairman of the far-right Proud Boys group, was sentenced yesterday to 22 years in prison. This was at the end of the day after our show got off the air. It was the longest sentence so far handed down in more than 1,000 criminal cases. You know that there's now 1,100. They have 1,100 criminal cases, which is one of the things that ultimately is going to have to be taken into account in this presidential race, given the fact that a lot of these people said that they did what they did because they were trying to follow the wishes and the orders of President Trump. There are a number of people who were convicted who said, I was just following orders from my president. So the idea that Trump is going to have no responsibility or accountability himself with what happened on January 6th, the more and more people get these long sentences, the worse it is for President Trump and the less chance that he will be able to just treat these trials, the various trials, as an irrelevant distraction. Enrique Tarrio, who's 39, was one of four Proud Boys convicted earlier this year of seditious conspiracy, the most serious charge brought in connection with the attack by a mob of then-President Donald Trump supporters who aimed to keep him in power despite his loss in the November 2020 election. Seditious conspiracy carries stiffer penalties than ordinary conspiracy and makes it illegal to conspire to use force to overthrow the government, to impede its laws, or seize its property. The trial of Tarrio and the four other Proud Boy leaders was one of the most high-profile cases brought by the Justice Department, which laid out the leading role the Proud Boys played in the events culminating in the storming of the Capitol. They were as the judge, and the judge, by the way, and it's fascinating, is named Timothy Kelly, who's a terrific guy, very conservative, appointed by Donald Trump. And yes, that's right. He was appointed by President Trump. And the four other Proud Boys leaders received substantial prison terms and sentencing last week, but those sentences were far below what prosecutors had sought. Ethan Nordin was sentenced to 18 years in prison, while Dominic Pezzola, the one who's known as Spazzola, who's 45, he received 10 years. Joseph Biggs received 17 years in prison, and Zachary Real got 15 years in prison. These are all substantial sentences, not as much as prosecutors asked for. But as he did in other Proud Boys cases, U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly expressed his comfort with treating the Capitol breach on January 6th as something akin to lethal terrorism that involves loss of life. As a result, he handed down a sentence significantly below the guidelines range. Whatever one thinks of whatever the jury concluded, it is undoubtedly not the same as things we might all colloquially think of as a terrorist blowing up a building or receiving training to go confront the United States military on the battlefield, Judge Kelly said. Mr. Tarrio was the ultimate leader, the ultimate person who organized and was motivated by revolutionary zeal, Judge Kelly said. That conspiracy ended up with about 200 men amped up for battle encircling the Capitol. One of them, as you heard, we talked about on the air, was Dominic Pezzola, who stole a shield from the police and used it to break down the windows in the Capitol building, which people poured in through. Tarrio's defense team pushed back on the notion that Tarrio was a terrorist and urged for a sentence of no more than 15 years. He got 22 years. My client is no terrorist. My client is a misguided patriot, said Sabino Jarugal, who is an attorney for Tarrio. Well, nice try. The court didn't see it that way. Tarrio, wearing an orange prison jumpsuit, offered apologies to law enforcement, residents of the District of Columbia, and members and staff of Congress for the role he played in instigating the events of January 6th. More on this and the latest developments in the ongoing campaign, particularly regarding some of President Trump's legal challenges, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Michael Medved Show, a few notes more about what Enrique Tarrio, the leader of the Proud Boys, he is Cuban-American. There have been some people on the right who in the last 24 hours have suggested he was a victim of racism in his treatment by the court. receiving 22 years. He received 22 years for participating in an attack on the Capitol building. And again, when you just think back what that means, part of what they're trying to do with the legal system right now is to make sure that this kind of attack doesn't happen again. There's this very quickly, and then we'll get to your calls, 1-800-955-1776. Enrique Tarrio said before his sentencing, January 6th is something that should never be celebrated. Amen. This is not something I was okay with. This is not something I wanted to happen. To the men and women of law enforcement who answered the call that day, I'm sorry. To the citizens of D.C. that saw their city turned upside down, I'm sorry. The lawmakers, their staff, and those present that day, and those that had to endure the events that day, I'm sorry, Tarrio said. Congress had met on January 6th to certify the election of Joe Biden as president. At trial, prosecutors presented evidence that Tarrio, who wasn't in Washington on the day of the Capitol breach, led the planning for January 6th and continued to direct and encourage the Proud Boys before, during, and after the attack, particularly during the attack, where they've actually found text messages that he had sent to his associates saying, do it again, hit them again, keep going. And that's part of what he's looking at 22 years in prison for. Let's go to Pam in Richland, Washington. Pam, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to tell you that I think it's Trump that's at fault here. He's the one that came out with the big lie. And these poor guys, I'm not saying they're innocent because I know that lives were destroyed. Some of these police officers were murdered, and so I'm not saying they shouldn't get any penalty, but it all started because Trump lied. And I saw that right from the beginning because I have in-laws that all believe that Trump was telling the truth, and to this day they still say he won the election. And anybody who deals with Trump regrets it. If you read biographies, you'll find that the people he employs, the people he works with, the people he tells, we'll do this and this and this, they wish they had never met the guy. And I just wonder what's going to happen to Trump? Why isn't he going to be punished? And he'll probably be our president next time. Do you think he'll leave?
Do I think he'll leave? I think that this is a wide open race. I think right now, if you had to say who is the most likely winner of the presidential race, it probably is Donald Trump. But again, he's going to have a lot of time taken up by some of what's going on in the courtrooms. And the fact that people like Enrique Tarrio gets 22 years for these riots, it's going to be very, very hard. Particularly with the Jack Smith prosecution that's going on in Washington. The Trump prosecution is going to be difficult. What is also very difficult, Pam, because you're talking about, I guess it's your in-laws who are loyal Trumpers, that actually a majority of people who say they support Trump say they would still support him even if he's convicted of felonies. Even if he's required to go to prison. Appreciate your call. This is the CBS News report from this morning about the sentencing yesterday of Enrique Tarrio. Listen.
Convicted of seditious conspiracy, hatching and executing the plot to block the peaceful transfer of power, Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio received his sentence Tuesday. Tarrio wasn't actually in Washington on January 6th, but prosecutors argued he galvanized the Proud Boys and committed a calculated act of terrorism, calling him not a leader, but the leader of the conspiracy. Judge Tim Kelly agreed, citing a message Tarrio sent to followers celebrating the January 6th attack, reading, "Make no mistake, we did this." Then he sentenced Tarrio to 22 years in prison, the longest sentence in any January 6th case.
Mr. Tarrio was the leader of this riot on January 6th that attacked the Capitol, regardless of whether he was present or not. And because of that, he got the longest sentence, more than his lieutenants received.
The prison term was short of the 33 years prosecutors sought, following a pattern the judge set with other Proud Boys members recently sentenced for seditious conspiracy. Tarrio's mother and sister both wept as they asked the judge to show leniency before Tarrio, in his orange jail jumpsuit, said he was sorry for his actions, called his case a bitter pill to swallow, and said the injured police officers deserve better, and acknowledged he knew Donald Trump lost the 2020 election. Tarrio's lawyer spoke after leaving court.
There'll be a day and a time where an appeal will come, and we expect that the appeal to come soon.
Okay, we will see about that appeal. He said, and when pleading for merciful treatment by Judge Kelly, and again, Judge Kelly appointed by Donald Trump, Enrique Tarrio said, please, Your Honor, don't take away my 40s. And he's about to turn 40. He's 39 years old. And if you look at his sentence, which is 22 years, he may have lost not just his 40s, but his 50s. And the interesting thing here is that if he says he knew that Trump had not been elected president, I mean, it's bad enough if you actually believe that somehow this election was stolen and that the 7 million votes, it's more than 7 million votes that were given in the popular vote to Joe Biden above Trump. I mean, it's extraordinary. And the real question here is this the question of 2020 and the stolen election? Is that going to be a big issue in the election of 2024? There's another attempt by President Trump to delay a trial. It was got a response from the judge of 9 words that are pretty strong. What are those 9 words? What do you have to say? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The first televised hearing for the election interference case involving former President Trump is currently underway in Georgia. A judge in Fulton County is deliberating whether two of Trump's co-defendants can have their cases separated. Trump lawyers Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbro have entered pleas of not guilty. The White House says President Biden will be taking precautions in the wake of his wife's positive COVID-19 test.
President Biden tested negative last night for COVID-19 and tested negative again today. He's not experiencing any symptoms.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will also be wearing a mask in public spaces throughout. Tropical Storm Lee is on the verge of turning into a hurricane. According to the National Hurricane Center, Lee currently boasts winds of nearly 70 miles per hour, just 4 miles per hour short of reaching hurricane status. The storm is about 1,200 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. John Schaefer, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's so much discussion about the Constitution, and so much of it is misleading. That's why I did this lecture a couple of years ago on the myths and the truths about the U.S. Constitution. And one of the big myths is that they deliberately wrote the Constitution to be a living, evolving document that would be changed based on the interpretation of judges. No, not true. Also, why do media, mass media, tilt so decisively to the left? What sense does that make when they're actually big businesses? A bunch of talks on subjects like this, a question about why is it that entertainment industry would tilt to the left and ignore the very real conservative audience out there. These are all subjects that are available now in enlightening and entertaining talks that I've given in the past and have been recorded live. And that's over at michaelmedved.com. You can just look for the special sale. It's a Labor Day sale that will go on for a couple of more days because of the week. And that sale is 50% off on everything. And more than 50% off if you get a whole collection of these talks. It's a total of about 15 of them. So check it out. See what is available. Go to michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com to have a selection of the best talks that we've compiled over the years. It's over 15 hours of audio. Okay. Meanwhile, there's this from the Daily Beast headline: Judge shoots down Trump's attempt at trial delay in 19 words. New York judge who was unmoved by the incessant pleas from Donald Trump's legal team to delay trial made quick work of the former president's last-minute request last night to push back his first big upcoming trial for bank and tax fraud. On Wednesday morning, Justice Arthur F. Engoron pulled out a pen and scribbled a 9-word remark at the bottom of the draft order that Trump's lawyers wanted him to sign, rejecting it outright. Here's what he wrote. Decline to sign. Defendants' arguments are completely without merit, Judge Engoron wrote, signing it with his trademark ligature, A.E. The Trump family is now less than 4 weeks away from the start of a monumental civil trial in which the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, State Attorney General, seeks to collect at least $250 million from the Trump Organization over accusations that this business, including Trump and his children, routinely and knowingly inflated their asset values and lied on official paperwork. That was so they could get better loans and more loans that they otherwise wouldn't get if people knew actually what the state of the business was. This is actually not one of those federal cases. It's a state case, obviously, filed by the Attorney General in New York. And it's not just the $250 million, which even for a very wealthy guy like President Trump can make a difference. It's more than that, because it would also ban the Trump family and members of the Trump family who are involved here from actually ever doing business in New York again. Now they may say, well, to heck with New York, we're going to Florida. It's a kind of case, and coming up in just a month, where, yes, I do think there will be an enthusiastic desire to battle that particular case. President Trump himself did a radio interview with our friend and colleague Hugh Hewitt, and Hugh Hewitt asked a very, it seems to me, timely and important question. This is President Trump yesterday with you. Listen, clip six.
How do you make these points, Mr. President, if you're in trial? I think the first trial is scheduled for March. The Atlanta trial is going to be televised. It's going to be a mess. How are you going to be able to campaign and make these points if you're sitting behind a defendant's table in a courtroom?
Well, we'll be asking for many dismissals of many of these fake cases. These are fake cases. These are cases that were brought by, these cases were brought by Biden. These are campaign cases. Nobody's done it except in Banana Republic. These aren't cases. These are cases that were brought by my political opponents. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. The public gets it. That's why I'm beating him by so much, and it's why I'm beating every Republican by so much, among other things, to be honest, because we had a great run as president. We had the greatest economy ever.
Okay, and then he continues along those lines. And by the way, Hugh was talking about the trials beginning in March, and I think that it begins in March. They're doing the documents trial, but this first one is October, and this again is the state of New York. And is it required that Trump be there for every moment of the trial? Well, no, but he almost surely is going to be asked to testify, and given the fact that the appeal that the Trump lawyers had to dismiss the case that Judge Engoron declined to sign, defendants' arguments are completely without merit. Good luck with that trial. There's also another question that Hugh Hewitt asked the former president concerning the documents and the boxes of documents that were allegedly moved at Mar-a-Lago, clip five.
Did you direct anyone to move the boxes? Mr. President, did you tell anyone to move the boxes?
I don't think about anything. You know why? Because I'm allowed to do whatever I want. I come under the Presidential Records Act. I'm not telling you, you know, every time I talk to you, oh, I have a breaking story. You don't have any story. I come under the Presidential Records Act. I'm allowed to do everything I did.
But if you have to go to trial, will you testify in your own defense?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You'll take the stand.
That I look forward to. Because that's just like Russia, Russia, Russia. That's all the fake information from Russia, Russia, Russia.
Okay. And meanwhile, NBC reporting on its latest polling numbers, the Trump lead in the GOP primary is overwhelming. Overwhelming. And so if Trump is the Republican candidate for president, what does that mean for the general election? And one of the interesting commentaries that recently appeared involves how it is that Trump's opponents in the Republican Party have been trying to persuade Republican voters that Trump will probably lose against Joe Biden. First of all, the polls don't show that. It shows that they're at worst tied, and then there's some polls that show that Trump is winning against Biden. But why is it that Trump supporters basically dismiss that argument of electability so readily? We will get to that and to more coming up on the MedVet Show.
This should not happen in America.
The Michael MedVet Show.
No one should be silent if they are speaking from their heart.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future. But we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a MedHead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the MedVed Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedVetHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation commission on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show, they ask an interesting question at the Huffington Post. The article by Kevin Robillard asks why it's hard to convince Republicans that Trump is unelectable. Maybe it could be because he's not. There was this report on NBC, which is not a pro-Trump network. Nobody could claim that they are. But they certainly are talking about some very positive polling for the former president. This is clip 12 with NBC's Steve Kornacki. Listen.
Yeah, I think what's really significant is, I mean, I'm significant, basically, you can see for yourself, this is an overwhelming lead here for Donald Trump in this national poll, but it's tough to see on the screen, but the fine print here of when the poll was conducted, August 24th to August 30th, meaning this poll was entirely conducted after that first Republican presidential debate. In fact, all of these respondents either saw it or they absorbed the fallout from it, presumably in the media coverage. So there was all sorts of talk of, hey, did Ramaswamy surge after this? Did Haley surge after this? And you know, Haley's number is up a tick here. Yeah, but this continues to be Donald Trump skipping the debate. Despite that, he continues to have an overwhelming advantage on the Republican side.
Okay. The way that they argue this, they say in this piece in Huffington Post, if you're a Republican primary voter in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, or South Carolina, one message has been waiting for you this summer every time you open your mailbox, turn on your television, or fire up your web browser. For 2024, Donald Trump is not the most electable candidate, said a man in an Iowa ad by Win It Back, which is a super PAC affiliated with the Conservative Club for Growth, which is conservative and strongly anti-Trump. The next Republican candidate has to be somebody who can convince swing voters, independents, to vote for them, a woman said in another ad airing in Iowa from the Republican Accountability Project, because Donald Trump can't convince them. The message is coming from every angle. There's another Americans for Prosperity action ad. Americans for Prosperity is the organization that had been put together by the Koch brothers. You may remember them. And they write in their ad, if Trump is the GOP nominee, we could lose everything. The message is coming from every angle. The conservative hardliners, the Club for Growth, have ended their on-again, off-again relationship with the former president and are supporting Win It Back, which has positioned itself firmly against Trump's latest run for the White House. A billionaire Charles Koch's libertarian-oriented network, which never quite reconciled itself to Trump, is behind Americans for Prosperity. Reid Hoffman, the LinkedIn co-founder and major center-left donor, provides much of the financial backing for the Never Trump Republican Accountability Project. So far, it's all fallen on stony ground. Polling in the early states and nationally shows not only that Republicans continue to back Trump for the GOP nomination by wide margins, but most still view him as the best candidate to defeat President Joe Biden next year. We have to face the fact, Nikki Haley said on the debate stage, we have to face the fact that Trump is the most disliked politician in America. We can't win a general election that way. That's what Haley said at the Milwaukee event, referring to the GOP in a potential Biden-Trump rematch. And she's right. There are more negatives associated with Trump, more negative feeling, and people saying they will never vote for him and never support him for Trump than there are for any other candidate out there. However, the fact is that he is still competitive with Joe Biden in the polls. There's a piece by Brett Stevens in the New York Times about why is Biden so much disliked by the American people. And that's the other factor that leads a lot of Republicans to say, look, this whole question of electability is one of those things that is an irrelevant issue, because anyone can beat Biden given some of the weaknesses that Americans perceive in him. And some of those weaknesses are psychological, physiological, cognitive. Brett Stevens writes in his piece, he says that unemployment is at near historic lows, and inflation has come way down. We're inflicting a strategic humiliation on Russia by arming Ukraine without putting American forces at risk. The homicide rate fell by about 10% across 30 cities compared with last year. Democrats defied electoral trends by holding the Senate, scoring major legislative victories and easily confirming a Supreme Court nominee. In short, with everything so great, why are people so down? That's a question that, as the Times' Reed Epstein wrote last week, stumps the White House and its political allies, who seem to think the problem is a failure to communicate the good news. But there's another explanation. The news isn't all that good. Americans are unsettled by things that are not always visible in headlines or statistics, but are easy enough to see. What kind of things? He says it's easy to see as the average price of a dozen eggs, up 38% between January 2022 and May of this year, and white bread up 25%, and a whole chicken up 18%. As for the retail price of gasoline, it's up 63% since January 2021, the month Biden became president. Yet none of these increases make it into what economists call the core rate of inflation, which excludes food and energy. The inflation ordinary people experience in everyday life is not the one the government prefers to highlight. Easy to see also is that the border crisis has become a national one. In May, the administration boasted that new policies had contributed to a sharp decline in the number of encounters between border patrols and migrants entering the southwestern border illegally. By August, arrests of migrants who crossed the border with family members had hit a monthly record of 91,000. In New York City alone, more than 57,000 migrants seek food and shelter from the city's social services on an average night. Nobody can say how many migrants who cross the border during Biden's presidency remain in the U.S., but it's almost certainly in the millions. In other words, what Bret Stephens is talking about is that some of the optimism that people on the left seem to have about the Biden administration has to do with looking at statistics that are very different from what people are seeing directly. Certainly the idea that crime has gone down a little bit this year, it's gone down by 10%, which is not a little bit, it's significant, it's good. But the fact is, it had been going up so sharply, and has gone up so sharply in terms of the particularly senseless and awful crimes. There's in the Wallingford neighborhood of Seattle, there's quite a bit of fascination about apparently a deliberately set fire in Wallingford where people, a family, were locked in and died in the flames. What a horrible thing. With all of this going on, there is a great deal to question about the direction of the country. And that's why you actually have both candidates, at least according to a new analysis, both candidates who are offering radical changes in their party's perspective. Yes, that's true. There's also, by the way, this from the LA Times, a new statewide poll in California. Biden is up 66% versus other Democrats. That means Marianne Williamson and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And Trump is up 39% versus other GOP candidates. Who's up with Biden versus Trump? Well, we'll get to that and to much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.